Welcome to the Holistic Health Podcast, beautiful humans. If a professional, polished, well-edited podcast is what you're after, then move right on.
If, however, you love unfiltered banter, unedited bloopers, authentic heart sharing, and a very generous dash of holistic health education, then you're in the right place.
Let's dive in, shall we? Everyone, welcome back to the Holistic Health Podcast. Amy, we need to divulge what's happening over on your end. Please tell the people what kind of situation you're currently in.
It's very awkward, and I am trying to channel my inner contortionist, but I'm not being very successful. I'm not at home today. I am up for a long weekend in Noosa. Circus school, yeah. Well, I need to go there because I'm. Anyway, it's a very awkward setup here with all of the tech and trying to sit in an Airbnb bedroom. So we're making do, but if you hear a squeak, it's because my legs cramped up because I'm squished up like a tarantula.
Oh, yeah, I wish everyone could just visually see this the whole time. It's we've very much swapped roles. I'm finally settled in my new home, and traditionally over the last kind of 6 months, I've been the one that has been in all sorts of positions on children's chairs, squatting, like just lots of different things. But now I'm very comfortable and somewhat enjoying watching you squirm.
I'll give it to you. You suffered long and hard, so you just enjoy this moment, won't you?
Thank you. I will. I really appreciate that. Well, let's dive into today's podcast topic, which is all about how to get more productivity, focus, efficiency out of your day. So a lot of people that listen to the podcast have a job where they are working at a computer, or even if you just have things you've got to do in a day, that would fit most of you that are listening. Mm-hmm. And something that I do actually get asked semi-frequently is, how do I manage to run my own business, work from home, and still be productive when really there's no one, you know, standing over me being in charge? And a lot of people find that working from home can be quite distracting. Mm. Now, this doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to you if you work in an office. We're going to actually go through a whole bunch of tips that are going to help you regardless of what your job is, where you work, and hopefully give you a little bit more focus and productivity, which we all love, right? So let's start with actually, well, how we thought we'd run this conversation is really taking it from the beginning onwards. So starting from actually, how do we set up a morning in order to create productivity through the day? And this might look different for everyone, but for me, my current morning routine is something along the lines of waking up, always a good start. And then I actually have a cold shower. And the reason I do this is because having a cold shower definitely wakes me up, but it also raises my core body temperature, which might sound counterintuitive because it's cold. But what happens is it's cooling down the surface of your skin, and therefore the response internally is for your core body temperature to rise to try and, you know, warm you up, so to speak. And a rise in your core body temperature is one kind of signal in terms of increasing cortisol levels to start your day, just as a drop in basal body temperature or core body temperature at night is a way to have sleep beyond set. So that's how I start my day. I also do my best not to touch my phone at all during this time. I leave it on airplane mode from the night before, and I try and make the priority to do some form of movement. And that's because it both grounds me, energizes me. It gives me a way to actually connect into my own energy, my own emotions, my own thoughts, just where I'm at before I plug into the external world and get overwhelmed by everything else or everyone else. And then with movement, it's almost always outside or some component of it is, because I also think it's really important to get exposure to natural light. And usually that's sunlight, because it's quite bright early over here in Queensland. And also gratitude would be the other one. I don't always do gratitude, to be honest. But if I'm feeling that I'm just a little bit out of alignment, a little bit off center, something just feels off, the way that I find it easy to ground myself is through gratitude, because it kind of brings me back to the present moment. So they're probably like my high level, how do I set my morning right in order to create some more focus. Amy, what about you? What happens as far as your morning goes?
Yeah, so I'm not game enough for the cold shower thing just yet in the morning, but I'm building up to it and I look forward to being able to do that, because it really does have such a profound impact. But some of those other things I also prioritize. So early morning sunlight. So again, I'm awake New South Wales time, like around 5:30. So just before the sun's come up, and depending on where I'm at, I'll go out for a walk. So again, grounding, fresh air, natural light on the skin. But if for whatever reason I'm going to do my movement later in the day, I'll sit out on the balcony with a cup of tea and actually just allow that natural sunrise to wake all of my cells up. And that really just sets you up for the entire day. But in addition to that, there are a few other things. So I will have one decaf coffee in the morning, and I add a few things to it to really help my physical energy and my focus. So I will add a bit of collagen powder. So it's unflavored and hydrolyzed. So it just dissolves into the coffee, doesn't change the texture, doesn't change the taste. But because I don't have the biggest appetite in the morning at the moment, it's hard for me to eat enough, and then my energy suffers during the day. So this is a nice way of just getting a bit of extra protein. And I will add in adaptogenic herbs or mushrooms to help enhance my energy levels. So if I'm in a rush or feeling a bit lazy, I will just put a shot of Siberian ginseng in there. And I love the bitterness of coffee. I don't have it with sugar. I love the bitterness. So like adding herbs, you know, doesn't change the coffee flavor, but it just enhances the bitterness. Or if I've got a bit of extra time, I actually love the Superfeast chi and neural nectar powders. And they're a blend of like specific medicinal mushrooms and medicinal herbs for energy and focus. So that sort of helps me start my day out on the right foot. And also, this is probably more stepping into my day once I'm in my home office. But there are, or sometimes I will do it upstairs, you know, if I feel like I need the extra boost, is I will set an intention for the day. Sometimes I'll light a candle as well as I'm doing that. But more often than not, I'll just set an intention, ask myself how I want to feel or how I feel like I need to be supported for that day to get through what I've got to get through. And then I will choose essential oils to diffuse to support my goals and intentions. So usually there's something minty in there for oxygenation and energy. Often there'll be citrus in there to boost my mood. And then I'll build around that, like a little blend for myself. So usually that's once I'm down in the office, but sometimes while I'm still upstairs and trying to get my head in the game, I might call upon some essential oils as well. And in fact, the last thing I will do is, you know, after I've had a good breakfast, is I've got my usual supplements that I take, but I find that I can get overwhelmed quite easily. I often will write myself, I'm still working on this, folks, so this is a little PS, don't do what I do on this occasion, but I'll write a list of what I want to get done in the day, usually a little ambitious. And if I start to feel overwhelmed or a bit anxious about that, I will add to my little regime a supplement called L-theanine. And it's an amino acid found naturally in green tea, but it enhances alpha waves in the brain and reduces the influence of adrenaline on your body. So it's like a natural anti-anxiety amino acid that enhances focus and concentration. It's so good. In fact, I had it in my water bottle on my wedding day just to make sure I didn't feel overwhelmed or anxious with, you know, the schedule and everything that we were doing that day. So that's just a little extra bonus for setting up my day before I step into my home office to get things started.
I love it so much. And L-theanine is such a good hack, isn't it? And something, a little tip I'd give everyone listening out there is that it's a great one to use if you are trying, like perhaps you're in this boat where you're like, I know that I need to get off coffee because it makes me feel a bit jittery and it's not the best thing for me. And if you're struggling with that transition and you want a little bit of a hack in order to calm that, you know, adrenalized feeling from coffee that it can give you, you can put some L-theanine in there to try and help. Now, my encouragement would still be, if you're feeling that way with coffee, to switch to decaf or, you know, a tea or something like that. But I will say that it can take the edge off a little bit, and it's such a safe supplement. Hey, like medical disclaimer, insert here, whatever, but also I can't even think of any real major contraindications because it's very gentle. And I love the use of herbs and essential oils. It's such a beautiful way to help you focus, isn't there? And I love all the ones you mentioned, or Brahmi can be really nice, or ginkgo. That's something I definitely get some support on from a practitioner, because some of those, you know, will and won't be the right thing for each person, but such beautiful ideas. Love all of that. And so moving, I guess, a little bit further into our actual days, I would love to share with you what I have kind of come up with over time that I know works for me. I would probably start by saying that I definitely try to work to my strengths. So I am a morning person. I am someone who does my best, like hard task work or creative work, in the morning, whereas tasks that are more just like familiar and monotonous, or, you know, that I've done a billion times, I'm actually better off doing those in the evening. So as much as possible, I try and structure my days around making that possible. I also am not someone who is great at taking on clients after like 6 p.m. So I don't. I actually think it's really important for me to be able to have a really great wind down and not be in anyone else's energy during that evening time. So if you're my client, you'll know, like, you can't get a booking after 6 p.m. That's just the way it is. And that's because I'd be doing everyone a massive disservice if I did offer things after that. The other thing I really try and do is batch tasks. So what I mean by this is I put similar tasks together so that I'm not wasting mental energy or disrupting the flow by constantly switching to different things. And everyone's going to have a different ability to do this, as far as just practically, depending on what your job is. But I do think that we can all somewhat do it. And one thing I think that I used to do all of the time was check my email far too often. So now I don't do that. It's in the batch task, usually at the beginning and at the end of the day, or if I know I do need to check it in the middle of the day, it will be batched in there intentionally, not something that I'm just like, oh, I'll just check my emails, because it's so easy for that to just throw your energy, throw your flow, throw you off into another thing that you, you know, need to be doing. And what else do I do? So I definitely schedule in lunch breaks and breaks generally. The mistake I made early on when I was working from home and also working for myself was like, oh, I'll just see where the breaks appear and work around it. And it just doesn't work, because we all know that you know, you need a break, and you get to a certain point in your day, if you haven't had one, where you start to get irritable, you feel overwhelmed, you're just not focusing as much. Whereas if you try and reframe breaks as something that helps enhance productivity and efficiency and your overall work, I guess, output, it makes it a lot easier to integrate them and take them guilt-free. I was having a conversation with a client just yesterday, actually, who's just going through a really busy season in life, and she's not taking breaks because there's just, you know, her word, too much work to be done. And what I encouraged her to do was to just experiment with taking a break and seeing how much her productivity increased after that. And I guarantee you it will, but only if you take the break guilt-free, not sitting there burning up energy, feeling, you know, completely anxious that you're taking 15 or 20 minutes out of your entire day in order to relax or eat. And then the last couple that I will say before I hand it over to Amy is that I absolutely don't overcommit myself. I'm not perfect with it, so it's a work in progress, but my intention is always to not overcommit. And I'd say I nail it most of the time. And then there are some times where I'm like, damn it, I've done it again. I need to learn that lesson. So that, and then I also always pre-prepare my food. Even though I work from home, I don't make it so that I need to cook myself lunch or cook myself breakfast. It's already mostly done for me and I just need to assemble it, or it's literally right there for me and already done. Otherwise, I think it can get either time consuming or avoiding doing it and therefore skipping lunch, or just making really poor choices that then end up affecting your focus and productivity through the day anyway. I do have a few more, but I also know that they're on your list, so I might actually leave that there and throw it over to you.
Okay. All right. If I miss anything, we'll swing back around. Look, I've realized too just how important it is to prep food. With getting sick with SIRS, I lost my appetite for years and have been not eating enough purely because I just didn't have an appetite. But that also meant on the occasion that I was hungry, then there wasn't, like, I either had to step away and actually prepare food, which didn't happen, or pick something up. And we're lucky we've got healthy places around us, but still nothing's like homemade food. And I have to say, side note, for those of you who don't know, Nat and I have got a membership, the Holistic Health Collective. And in our membership, we have monthly themes, but the very first one we did back in September was actually around meal prep. We shared mason jar salads, which was perfect for spring, nice fresh salads that don't go soggy. And my God, it was just an absolute game changer. And we also created an ebook that showed you how to, like, mason jar prep all of your meals. And ever since then, my everything has been so much better for me with preparing my food and having more consistent energy. And of course, getting off that sort of blood sugar wobbly thing, my appetite has been a bit better, which is really nice. So if that's something that's of interest to you, that is actually a gift for every new member that joins the Holistic Health Collective, no matter what theme we're working on that month. But that was a huge game changer for me. I do need to take a leaf out of your book about overcommitting, that. I just on Tuesday, I started my day at 5:30 in the morning with an interview in America and then finished at 9:30 at night with a coaching call and literally worked the whole day. That was just stupid. So not good for energy at all. So in terms of the rest though, and scheduling breaks, I have recently embraced a concept called the daily rest. And I'm still energetically aligning myself to it because I'm definitely someone who, when I get on a roll, I just want to keep going. I love what I do. And so I could literally do 14, 16 hours a day happily. Obviously that's unsustainable medium, long term, but there's actually an Instagram account called the Daily Rest. And she's just such a beautiful example of that yin stillness, and it's like a permission slip to me to actually anchor into a daily pocket of peace in my day. And so what that looks like for me is I often don't leave my office because I'm still working on this as a concept, but I will get my Shakti mat out, which is like an acupressure mat, and I will lie down on it. I'll put an eye mask on. I'll put some relaxing music on and choose a different essential oil to like just aromatically anchor me into this little pocket of time, and my day is different to my work. Now, that I will schedule on a day-to-day basis. I'll sit down, I'll look at what I've got to do. I'll obviously build in time around my clients to finish their programs. And so this isn't one of those breaks like lunch that's fixed time, but it's fixed in the sense that there I must choose, or I get to choose, I want to choose a 20-minute pocket where it's going to actually recharge me so I can keep going on with my day. Tools that I use are noise cancelling headphones. I work from home, and so does my husband, and he has an in-person business because he does body work. So there are people coming and going every time a new client arrives. Our dog enthusiastically barks at them, and I do not do well with background noise at all. So with the exception of when I'm chatting to clients, because obviously I'm in conversation then, I will usually have my noise cancelling headphones on, and they're not enough on their own. So I've got to have something in the background to, I guess, block out some additional noise, but that won't distract me either. My brain is like a monkey on crack. So I have to be very, very selective with what I choose. So I've got three options that really help me. Generally speaking, like if I'm writing a client program or I'm just kind of doing some general work, I'll either listen to nature sounds. Ali Swift got me onto that, by the way. Game changer, Spotify playlist. I love Lavender Fields, and there's like a Gondwana land or something, rainforest, which is perfect. If I'm feeling like a little bit more, I want a bit of a better vibe, I might listen to a bit of lo-fi jazz or just lo-fi hip-hop beats. No lyrics, because lyrics will just immediately distract my brain. Or if this is something I haven't done for a while because I'm a lot better at pacing myself. But back in the day when I was working in corporate part-time, and I needed to like get 2 days work done in like 5 hours, I would put on binaural beats that induce alpha waves in your brain, which is like a state of enhanced focus and concentration. Theanine does the same thing, and just smash it out and be hyper-focused. So I find that's really helpful. I also have, I wear prescription glasses now because I'm old and my eyes are just absolutely messed up. I've got one short-sighted eye and one long-sighted. So literally neither of them work very well for me. So I'm okay without glasses. Like I can work on the computer and I can drive without them, but I'm just probably a better human when I wear them. So in those, I have blue light blocking technology. It's so cool. Boncharge offer this service. We've got a link in the show notes, actually. So you don't just have to buy, I've got the red blue light blocking ones for night, not prescription. But if you love your own frames or you have prescription glasses, you can actually get them exactly how you want. And they're the clear ones. So you don't look like a weirdo on camera when your clients are on. So that helps stop my eyes and my brain getting so fatigued. And then the one other thing I'll do, I do batch tasks like Nat does. That's a game changer for me too, and helping keep me focused. But the other thing that really helps, and I think you do this too, Nat, is to sort of biohack the dopamine receptors in the brain. I'll always start my day with like three really trivial tasks. It may not necessarily be three, it might be two, it might be four, small, easy to do, under 5 minutes, tick it off the list, and then bing, my monkey crack brain gets like a little reward. And then I'm kind of excited about starting my day even more because I'm incentivizing myself by giving myself some quick wins. And that was actually taught to me by a business coach that I worked with some time ago, who's also a dear friend. And it was just honestly really, really helpful to get my brain in the game. What about you, Nat? You love that too, don't you?
I absolutely love that because I feel like it just creates momentum, you know. It creates a little win to, as you said, to kind of make you feel like, yeah, I've got this. I talk about a lot with clients creating momentum and building self-trust that you do what you say you're going to do. And I think that is one example of it, of creating a task or whatever it might be that you know you can do easily and you follow through with. It builds that self-trust of when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. And that builds confidence and almost like more of a solid relationship with yourself. And you can apply it to many things, like exercise, for example. You know, you're far better off going for a 5-minute walk every single day than an hour walk twice a week. Because you're building the momentum, you're building that habit, you're building the identity around, I am someone who says I'm going to exercise and I exercise, even if it's for 5 minutes, or, you know, I keep those little promises to myself. And the way I like to explain it to clients is, I'm sure we've all had a friend where they're a little bit flaky. So they say, yes, I'm going to be there at whatever time, or yeah, let's catch up on this day, and it always falls through, or they're always late, and there tends to then be this almost expectation that they're not going to do what they're saying they're going to do. And it just, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but it just creates a feeling in your own body of like unsteadiness. So what I think, that whole setting up your day where you just have a few little quick wins does is, it's like, yeah, I've got this. Like, I am someone that can get shit done and or can move through my morning or whatever it may be. So I love that so much and totally agree with everything you've said there. I absolutely adore all of that. Moving on to the last little section that we wanted to talk about is really about ending your day, quote unquote, right, whatever that is for you, because I believe wholeheartedly that having a proper wrap up of your day and to your night actually has flow and effects to a better focus and, you know, productivity, so to speak, the next day. So for me, in case you haven't realized already, very like body person and a very, I feel the most grounded and am able to free any stuck energy the most. So my wind down from my day is always involves some form of movement. So most of the time it's something that is gentle or restorative or not high intensity, because I don't necessarily want to create high amounts of cortisol at the end of my day. So usually it will look like a walk in nature, you know, a yoga flow at home. More so it's a walk in nature, if I'm being transparent here. But a yoga at home would be another option. Or it's a surf, an amateur surf or an ocean swim. And yes, I am in a completely blessed situation where that is quite accessible now to me. But, you know, for you, it could be anything that makes you feel grounded. I do try and get outside, though, to get some natural light as the sun goes down, because I do think that that has some really positive effects. The other thing I will do is one of a few different things. So, again, this is to connect back in my body and make sure that I'm dissipating any of that adrenalized energy or stress or overwhelm that might have built up in my tissues or my cells through the day, just as I'm engaging in other people's energy, or, you know, just going through stress that happens when you run a business or you have a busy job. So for me, it looks like either doing some form of breath work or stretching. So I quite like doing legs up the wall pose, but then having like my legs out wide, because I always try and stretch my adductors, which are your inner thigh muscles, and also my hip flexors, because that helps me a lot with my period pain when I have my period. And I also think that it's an energy center where we hold a lot of tension. And if you're someone who sits a lot and it's guaranteed to probably get a little bit tight. So I'll do that. Or if I just like can't, and I'm like, I cannot, I will not do anything. Then all I do is I find a Spotify playlist that has like yoga type music or a yin yoga flow playlist. And I just play that while I prepare my dinner and, you know, move my hips, move my body while I'm prepping my food, just feel quite grounded back into, okay, like everything's fine. We're winding down. We don't have to be in the yang of the day anymore. It's time to just chillax your undies. So that, and the other two things that I do is change the lighting. So like create more of a soft lighting in my environment. Usually, and it's not happening right now because we've just moved and we're just getting things set up, but I'll put on, I have like those, they're red light bulbs from Block Blue Light. And I put those into some of the lamps and just turn those on. I just try and have as minimal lights on as possible, or use candles, or just have dim, soft lighting rather than turning on the brightest light in the whole house and feeling like Beyonce on a stage about to perform. And then gratitude is the other thing I try to do, particularly if I'm feeling a bit sorry for myself or I've had a really rough day. And I find it difficult to do, to be honest, when I am in that place. And if anyone else suggests it but me, I will likely bite their head off, i.e. if my husband's like, let's just do some gratitude. What are you grateful for today, honey? And I'm like, shut up. Whereas like, even though there's also this other higher part of me that's like, he's right. What are you grateful for? Just like to come from me. So if I'm that state, I try and just internally go, okay, come on, Nat, you can do this. What are you grateful for? Look around you, think of your day, think of the people in your world. And that does, you know, usually work and bring me just back to the present moment. So they're my nighttime situations. What about you?
Love that. Well, you and I are both twinsies on the light front. Like your house is just going to be like my house and vice versa. It's bloody brilliant. So we do the same. We've got the red bulbs in the bedroom, the yellow bulbs in the lounge room. Don't use any other artificial light at night. And you can check out what those bulbs look like using the links in the show notes. But essentially what they are is they are the nice middle ground between using artificial light that totally ruins your hormones and your sleep and prematurely ages you, and going back to the dark ages, disconnecting your electricity and just having a few little candles and a fire at nighttime. So it gives you enough light that you can still move about your evening, you know, if you're cleaning up or relaxing, you know, whatever you're doing, but without disrupting your natural melatonin production. And I tell you what, my hormones shifted the very next cycle as soon as I started doing that. So it is truly a game changer. It takes a bit of getting used to. Pretty sure our neighbors think that I run a brothel because our bedroom always looks red through the windows. But anyway, give me something to talk about, so I say.
Someone actually made that joke with us when we were living in an apartment, and one of our best friends lived in the apartment in front of us, and he was like, hey mate, like the neighbors are talking, like, what's with the red? why is your house red at night? To my husband, I was like, you totally should have just run with that. Like, why are you asking? Do you want in? Like, are you available?
put your keys in the bowl, friend.
Yeah. We'll just need a deposit. Come and
get to know your neighbor. Oh, let them talk. I think that's quite funny. But yeah, it does look a little suspicious. And by the same token, I usually have my laptop shut at sunset. So it's really interesting. If you've listened to all of our episodes, you've probably heard me say a few times that I used to identify as a night owl, but truly it's not really a thing. It's just someone with dysregulated cortisol and a circadian rhythm that's upside down. But I, you know, I still remember how good I used to feel working in the evenings and sometimes late into the night. But now that I have corrected my circadian rhythm, I am bright-eyed and bushy-tailed at 5:30. Honestly, when I told my dad that, he literally spat his coffee on the table because that was just so not who I used to be. But by the same token, I'm also, my body is ready to rest once the sun goes down, which it's not always convenient, but also is definitely the healthiest way to be. So I'm usually powering through because by the time the sun's going down, it's a bit later now because we're in spring, coming into summer. But, you know, in winter by 5, that was it. My brain had like clocked off for the day. In fact, it's so powerful now that like if my husband tries to talk to me about like logistical things in the evening, I'm just like, call me tomorrow because my brain is like retired for the night. Sorry. So that really helps. But the other things that I do to sort of finish off my day so that even the next day is great is I have like a closing ritual for my work day. So like the last half an hour before sunset, it's now getting a bit earlier because obviously the sun's setting later, but it's tools down and it's like I kind of wind down in my office. So I change the essential oils to a different blend, to a relaxing blend. And while they're diffusing, I'll also maybe change the music or just have silence. And I will reset my office. So I'll usually clean my desk, put everything away. I'll empty my diary, unfinished tasks get rolled over to the next day or whenever's appropriate for them to put them in. And it's kind of a clean slate because I know when I walk into my office the next morning, that feels really good. Now, it doesn't always happen. Like Tuesday, I started it, you know, I was up at 4:45 and then I was, you know, I finished my coaching call at 9:30 at night and just needed to go to bed. So things were a little bit chaotic on Wednesday, and Wednesday was also a pretty big day. So things were pretty messy until yesterday. But I feel if I walk into my office and there's stuff everywhere, or I've got to start sort of organizing my diary, I'm draining precious energy and also distracting my mind when it's actually really at its most powerful. So it's such a huge disservice to me and anyone I'm serving that day to not do it the night before. Sometimes if I've had a rough day, I will burn Palo Santo or sage just to clean the energy and sort of set the intention to kind of, you know, go back to ground zero for the day. And then like you, transitioning out of my day, I could definitely do this much better. I'm listening to your suggestions and I'm like, oh yes, I need this. But a little just mini yoga and meditation session is such a powerful way to demarcate my day. And the reason I'm not good at this is because I do love what I do so much. I sort of, and also I think it helps that our private residence is upstairs. We live in a 2-bedroom townhouse and my husband's clinic area is downstairs and so is my office. And there is a little element of, you know, ascending to the mezzanine floor. We kind of joke about it at the end of the day. That helps me switch off also because it's a different location. But because I do love what I do so much, it's kind of almost hard to let that go and put it aside and step into my home life. But what I do is use the Yoga Studio app. We will pop the link for that in the show notes too, so you can check it out. You can get free yoga stuff anywhere on YouTube and whatnot. But what I love about this, I've been using it for 10 years at least, particularly when I was traveling a lot, presenting around the country and overseas, couldn't get to the gym. Like I'd be finishing late, I'd be on early flights. And this app allows you to choose the duration of your session based on how long you've got. And you can do anything from 10 to 15 minutes through to a 90-minute like yin yoga class. You can also choose the yoga session based on like what you want. So are you looking to develop your strength? Do you want more flexibility? I tend to go for the relaxation one because I need to yin the fuck out. Like it's basically all I need in my life is just to calm my farm. So I will keep going for those ones, but they have like a 10-minute session or a 15-minute session. So I'll go into my little yoga room. the lights are all off. I've got like a really low light Himalayan salt lamp, and I'll just do a mini yoga sesh and a mini meditation. And it's almost like I've had not a nap from a rest point of view, but you know, when you wake up in the morning and you kind of, it's a fresh start, it feels like a fresh start when I've done that. And I've got my evening ahead of me and I've finally parked my brain, you know, put the handbrake on and I can switch out. But I love the idea of the music and like moving to that in the kitchen, Nat. I think I'm going to take a leaf out of your book there, because yes, that those somatic practices I think are really powerful, especially for someone like me whose brain just goes a million miles an hour. So thank you for that. And I really think we have just shared so many options for people here today. What do you reckon?
I absolutely think we've nailed it there, if I do say so myself. And if we have missed something that you love doing or you find real benefit from, please help a sister out. Let us know. We are here for it. Who doesn't want to be more productive and efficient and feel good in that way as well. And if you are interested in joining the Holistic Health Collective membership, you are so more than welcome to come and join us. We are actually jumping into a getting more energy challenge or focus soon, probably as you are going into it, as you are listening to this, and it will be available for available for the resources for the whole month. So if you do join, you certainly still have access to that. And you can check all of that out via the link in either of our bios or by going to Amy's website as well, or just check out the show notes. We are so excited to be bringing you more topics on this podcast as well. So keep sending your suggestions in. We love them. We love hearing what you're interested in having us talk about. We have ungodly amounts of ideas, and also we are, you know, absolutely not afraid to pivot based on your feedback. So please, please just let us know. Anything else to add before we wrap up, Amy?
Look, I think we've done a very thorough job here, and just know that, you know, these states of focus and productivity are a natural state, and sometimes it's about removing the things that are getting in the way of you being focused. Probably should have mentioned touching your phone first thing in the morning as like one of the fastest ways to ruin your own kind of energetic alignment. So it's not even necessarily about adding things to your day or doing extra things, although they can absolutely help. Sometimes it's just paring things back and identifying where you might be tripping yourself up with just, you know, habits that you didn't realize were maybe not so healthy for you. So yeah, looking forward to hearing what your favorites are. And if we have, yeah, if there's anything else that we missed, so here for it.
Love it. All right, guys, we will see you all next week.
See you then. Bye.